U.S. Border Ports of Entry Reopen to Tourists. By Randy Clark on November 8, 2021. Laredo, Texas, long lines began forming at the International Bridge as shoppers and visitors entered the United States for the first time in nearly 18 months as the ban on non-essential travel at land borders ended Monday. The non-immigrant visa holders moved into the downtown area to shop and visit relatives. The ban on non-essential travel began in March 2020 as a means of reducing the spread of COVID-19 and has negatively impacted border city economies for nearly 18 months. The return of the tourists and shoppers are welcome for businesses and sales tax coffers. Visitors pay toll fees to use the city-owned ports of entry throughout Texas. This revenue loss had a devastating impact in many areas, including Laredo. The Department of Homeland Security announced the end of the ban in October. As of Monday, fully vaccinated non-immigrant travelers may enter for the purpose of shopping, visiting residents, and tourism. The announcement included a provision that will require all foreign-born nationals seeking entry at land border ports of entry for any purpose to show proof of full vaccination beginning January 2022. This mandate will impact truck drivers, students, and healthcare workers. On Monday, Congressman Henry Cuellar hosted a public event near the gateway to America's International Bridge in Laredo to celebrate the end of the ban. Cuellar told Breitbart, Texas, it was a good day to open the border for legal immigration. Cuellar said the ban had a devastating impact. The reduction in Mexican shoppers resulted in a decrease in labor, income, and demand for goods and services. Our economies lost billions of dollars, he added. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.